It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Are you okay?
No. The New York Jets are parting ways with wide receiver Eric Decker.
Wait, is this like garbage related or is this like just something personal?
It's a little personal, a little bit. The Jets are currently trying to trade Decker, and if they can't, they plan on releasing him.
Alex, first of all, are you okay?
I'll be all right.
Second of all, have you ever watched a football game in your life?
No, actually, I haven't. Never seen one.
No clue.
Nobody watches football.
You can look at old stock photos.
Nobody watches football. So the Jets are going to...
Wait. What'd you say?
Nobody watches football. It's a joke, because I don't.
I thought maybe when you're talking football, you talk about the Colts' new like blue uniform, which looks
pretty
badass.
So that's what's funny. Okay, so like I've talked about it on the show before, I'm obsessed with Eric Decker and Jesse James Decker. That's why I put this in the garbage. So the future's unknown for Eric. His wife, Jesse James Decker, is confident, though, that her husband will find another team. She tweeted yesterday, Eric is a total badass. As you know, and the future looks bright. Jets fans, we will miss y'all. Thank you so much for the amazing memories and for such a warm welcome to your city. Five-time Olympic medalist Sonia Richards-Ross has revealed in a new memoir that she had an abortion just weeks before sprinting in the 2008 Summer Olympic Games. The 32-year-old said that the decision cost her more than a gold medal. She said that she made the decision to abort the child with the man she later married, Aaron Ross. She said, I made a decision that broke me and one from which I would not immediately heal. Abortion would now forever be a part of my life, a scarlet letter I thought I'd never wear. She said she went public with the abortion in order to help other young women heal from it. Jerry Seinfeld and a number of other celebrities were in Washington, D.C. at the Kennedy Center for the National Night of Laughter and Song when he bumped into pop star Kesha, who said, I'm Kesha, I love you so much, can I give you a hug? And he turned her down after three attempts. She decided to walk away. He claimed he didn't know who she was.
It's hard to just sleep when you're tired because people are tired most of the time.
Kesha, I love you so much.
Oh, thanks.
Can I give you a hug?
No, thanks.
Please?
No, thanks.
A little one.
Yeah, no, thanks.
So
I don't know who that was.
Yeah, that's Kesha.
Okay. Well, I wish her the best.
Yeah. Was that not the most awkward thing you've ever seen in your life?
I mean, when somebody runs up to you, I think maybe he doesn't know who she is, but I think it's weird, though. Like, can you imagine somebody ran up to you and you'd be like, hey, hug! Like, who the hell are you?
Dude, I love that clip. I love Seinfeld, first of all. I love Kesha a lot, too, but to see him stand his ground, like, no, don't hug me.
It's hard to just sleep when you're tired, because people are tired most of the time.
Gosh, I love you so much.
Oh, thanks.
Can I give you a hug?
No, thanks.
Please?
No, thanks.
A little one.
Yeah, no, thanks.
He's so nice about it, though, too. No, thanks.
Well, he put the hand up. He's like, this is not happening.
Don't touch me.
Oh, so awkward.
That's your style right there. We need it as a draft. It's like, no thanks.
George and Amal Clooney have welcomed twins. The 39-year-old human rights lawyer gave birth yesterday in England to a girl named Ella and a boy named Alexander. A judge in Los Angeles ruled that Catriona White's claims that Jim Carrey gave her STDs before she committed suicide will be used in the wrongful death lawsuits brought by her mother and ex-husband. The judge shot down Carrey's motion to remove all allegations that he transmitted STDs to the ex, saying the actor's privacy concerns are not a top priority.
I don't blame him for trying, though. I mean, people could speculate you got something, but I wouldn't want the whole world to know what I got.
Yeah.
Did it say which ones? Or
it does. I don't know. I don't remember what it said. It didn't say in this article.
What does Jim Carrey?
Ew. Also, Ed Sheeran was on Carpool Karaoke last night. It was really cute. Here's just like a clip of them singing.
Me and my friends sat at the table doing shots, drinking fast, and then we talked slow. We talked for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour, and how your family is doing okay. It's a sacred turn. I told you it's a sexy song. I told you it's a sexy song.
That's the garbage.
I love it. He's riding that bit till it dies. Like, do your thing, man. Carpool Karaoke till you can't anymore.